Hello, welcome to our talk show. Today we're talking about keeping wild animals at home. Our guests are Dr. Russell Baker, a biologist at Nature College, and Dr. John Phillips, an animal doctor who works at the Park Animal Hospital. Let's start with you, Dr. Phillips. Some people say that wild animals are too dangerous to keep in the home, but you disagree. Why?
There are a lot of incorrect stories about keeping these animals as pets. When people treat wild animals carefully and properly, they are no more dangerous than any other pet. Last week, someone brought in a giant snake that was as gentle as a kitten. He was really sweet. In the last month, I've seen foxes, lions, frogs, and even a bear. They were all perfect pets. Some people say these animals harm their owner's health, but I don't believe it is correct.
Thank you, Dr. Phillips. Now, Dr. Baker, what do you think?
I think there are still some problems. For example, many of these animals are hurt when they are caught. It's a terribly frightening experience for them. Also, in someone's home, they don't have the freedom and space they need to move around. It is not healthy for them. And, on the subject of health, some wild animals carry serious diseases.
That's an interesting point, Dr. Baker. What can people do to be certain that both their wild pets and their families are healthy and safe?
Actually, there are dangers involved with owning wild animals as pets. Most of these animals have special needs that must be considered. But if people understand their needs and give them the things which they want, people can have much fun with them.
Thank you, Dr. Baker and Dr. Phillips. We'll be discussing those special needs right after we take a short break. We'll be right back.
Question 1.
Which of the following was discussed in the talk show?
Question 2.
What improvement do both of the guests suggest?
Question 3.
Which of the following do Phillips and Baker have different opinions about?